This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The beloved Durham Bulls just won their first home game of the season against the hated Gwinnett Braves last night. Chances are, though, there are a lot of people in that audience who walked away from the game not knowing whether the Bulls won or lost. Documentarian Sam Stevenson says that is actually pretty common in minor league baseball. Many people would be amazed to learn how much effort it takes to bring a season together and to make all that family fun happen. And that's why Sam and a group of writers and photographers have recently embarked on a project called Bull City Summer. Bull City Summer will document all 72 home games during the 2013 season at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. Sam Stevenson is director of Bull City Summer. He's also a writer and professor of documentary studies and American Studies at Duke and at North Carolina, the UNC at Chapel Hill. Adam Sosby is a writer with Bull City Summer, also a playwright, Durham Bulls beat reporter for the Indy Weekly, and a columnist for Baseball Prospectus, and both of them are here now. Adam and Sam, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, thank you.
Sam, tell us about the inspiration for Bull City Summer. Where'd that come from?
Well, as you know, I directed this project called the Jazz Loft Project for about a decade, which was about New York City in the late 50s and early 60s, and it was a wonderful project, a project of a lifetime. But towards the end of it, I actually got tired of living in another place. I've always lived in North Carolina another time.
After only 10 years?
Yeah. I mean, 1959 New York is good for a while, but I wanted to live in the Triangle now. Yeah. So 3 Labor Days ago, I was sitting in the left field stands at the last Durham Bulls game of the season. Beautiful day, packed house, lots of kids since it was a school day off. And all of a sudden I thought, you know, what if we assembled a team of photographers and writers and documented an entire season here? In some ways, it was like the Jazz Loft Project, except the difference is with that, there was one guy doing all the work, Eugene Smith. And here, none of us want to do what he did and die at age 59 of old age. So we said, well, let's put together a really top-notch team. And not long after that, I met Adam Sopsey, who's one of the most unique baseball writers in the country. And so about 2 years ago, we got together and started conceiving how to do this.
It sounds great. And Adam, you have actually been here before. You were here in the DAP days, before the DBAP, and actually had a job with the old Durham Bulls, or at least in broadcasting, right?
Almost in broadcasting. When I was in junior high school, I sat next to the radio broadcaster and updated statistics for him and did other things during the ball game to try to make myself useful. My payment was free sandwiches in the fifth inning.
That sounds great. You also ran commercials in a kind of a unique way.
Our second year, we were on WTIK 1310, and that station was so low rent that there was no one actually in the station while we were on the air. So I had a Walkman with actual cassette tapes that I would play the ads off of. So there was a 14-year-old kid between innings with a little Walkman headphone plugged in, listening to 2 ads and then quickly hit pause. It was ridiculous in retrospect.
And actually just holding the thing up to the mic, right? Or was
it
actually plugged
into the soundboard?
But there you go.
But the soundboard was probably made out of, you know, old wood or something at that time.
Which gets us to the wonder of baseball and the magic that is, especially minor league baseball. It's something that really has caught on big, but it's always been kind of important. What do you think accounts for that? What is it about, especially minor league baseball?
Well, some of it is that it's affordable. Major League Baseball games are wildly expensive now, and the minor leagues are still some of the cheapest entertainment around. You can be outdoors and be entertained. It's like, I don't know what the Bulls charge. Is it like $6 or $7?
Well,
nine bucks for the
top seats, for the expensive seats.
So some of it is simply that, and some of it is also the tremendous proximity you have in the minors to professional baseball players, and particularly here in Durham. This is AAA baseball. This is the level right below the major leagues, and most of these players have been there before. The ones that haven't are almost all of them headed there. So you're really seeing just about major league quality baseball from seats that would cost you hundreds of dollars in the majors.
And especially, Sam, I guess for the players who have been there and haven't quite made it or made it and are on their way back down, they may not be as fast, they may not throw as hard or hit as hard anymore, but their skill level is very high. They've been playing a long time.
They have been. It's craft, and I love craft. I love people that are dedicated to a craft. It can be a refrigerator repairman, an auto mechanic. It could be a chef. It could be you hosting this show. I mean, and the baseball players, after hanging around for the past couple of years, I'm inspired by their commitment to and their refinement of what they do with a glove and a bat and a ball.
And the other thing is, I guess fans, I mean, I always make this joke because whoever the Bulls are playing, it's the hated whoever they are. As though there are these huge rivalries, we love to go, we love to cheer for our team, but it isn't that intense understanding. And so we don't follow the team, do we? I mean, I'm sure there are big fans out there, but not generally.
There are people that do, and it is fascinating to follow. And Adam's one of the remarkable ones at doing that. I mean, for example, the Bulls opened the season in Norfolk, and Russ Kanzler was playing for Norfolk, and he was MVP of the International League for the Bulls just 2 years ago. So it's constantly changing.
What about the Adam, in terms of the fan base, why do people go to minor league baseball? Why do people go see the Bulls?
Well, I think most people go to see the Bulls because it's really fun just to go to the ballpark on a nice night. I mean, last night was a beautiful night. You couldn't have asked for a nicer opening day weather scenario.
Right.
And I think the vast majority of people are there because it's a wonderful place to hang out. And even if you don't really quite know what's going on, the energy on the field is driving the entertainment energy all around the stadium, including what the Bulls sort of between inning promotional fun is all driven by what's happening on the field and that spirit. And I think that's what makes it possible for people to sit out there and have fun, even if the doings on the field are not front and center for them.
The groundskeeper's busting a move as they're raking the infield. That's pretty cool. They actually are raking the infield.
Yeah.
They stop, they dance, then they go back on.
They started that last year, I think.
Yeah, they were wearing like Blues Brothers costumes.
Yeah, they upgraded this year, I think, a little bit. So what do you plan to do, Sam, in terms of the kinds of things you're going to document? What are you looking for as you move forward?
Well, we're going to document the baseball on the field. At a very high level, but we're also going to go behind the scenes. We've also got a really great list of photographers. I may mention a couple of them: Kate Joyce, Frank Hunter, Leah Sobsey, who are local, and Alex Soth, who's here now, who's one of the most acclaimed photographers in the country, is here right now photographing. And Alex Harris, Elizabeth Matheson, Hank Willis Thomas, Hiroshi Watanabe. And we're going to let them, in a way, we're going to let them do what they do and just use the park as their venue and find what they find. And they're such high-level artists that I'm curious to see what they find. But we're going to be looking, as you mentioned in the lead, what goes on here at this place that's called a park that makes it happen every year and makes it so pleasant and such a nice place to be. What goes on behind the scenes to actually make that happen? We'll be looking for that.
It is pretty incredible. I, for instance, personally, just cannot tolerate crowds. I can't be in a crowd of people. And there's something about that baseball game. It never bothers me. 10,000, 11,000 people. There's something about the atmosphere there that makes it just very pleasant to go. When they go, Adam, are people – we talked about the fact that they're not necessarily following the standings. And, of course, the players come and go because they get called up now and then. What is AAA, and how do you distinguish AAA from AA from single A in terms of how they work in a farm system, and particularly the Durham Bulls? What does it mean?
The levels are even more than just A, AA, and AAA, and that A ball, which is the lowest level, is actually divided into three different levels. The vast majority of players never get out of A ball, some part of A ball. AAA is not really like any of the other levels, in that A ball and AA are really about progress, advancement, younger players on the rise. Once you get to AAA, it is basically a holding pen for guys that the major league club thinks they might need. They're all essentially major league caliber players who are missing a certain skill or bad at one thing or getting over injuries or what have you. But they're all basically major league players. Some of them are in their late 30s. And you may remember last year the Bulls had Hideki Matsui, who is a legend, who was the 2009 World Series MVP for the New York Yankees. He was trying to revive his career. So it's a crossroads where you have guys like him who are multimillionaires lockering next to scrubs who are 22 years old who are really just here from AA filling a hole until somebody gets back. It is a remarkable, almost melting pot of baseball talent and baseball stories. Guys here for so many different reasons, going so many different directions that it really makes it not like anything else. To me, it is the most exciting level of baseball, partially because there's not quite so much money involved.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, there's a little bit more ruggedness and rawness to what's going on. And a lot of different moods. There's guys that are just excited to be here. There's guys that are unhappy to be here because they feel like they should be in the majors and aren't. There's guys that have been and just keep going up and down and are trying to make that one little skill click into place, that last one they need to stick up there. It's really quite fascinating.
Do the big league managers worry that they, just for what you just said, the fact that you might have some bitter players down there in the clubhouse, maybe I don't want my prospects hanging out with that guy. I'd rather
Absolutely.
Park you in Double A or something.
In fact, a couple of years ago, the Tampa Bay Rays, who are the parent club of the Durham Bulls and are essentially the owners of the players who play for the Durham Bulls, signed a free agent pitcher, because they needed somebody to pitch here in AAA who wasn't just a prospect, because someone has to pitch those innings, who sort of turned out, we think, to have been a bit of a bad seed, and his influence was rubbing off on one of the younger pitchers. And come May, he was released.
Oh.
The AAA players are known at the major league level by the front office guys, by the manager. They spend spring training together. They come down here knowing what their roles are. And part of what Tampa Bay is doing is saying, here's how we do things here, and then going up to each individual player and saying, here's what we project for you this year. You know, this is what we have in mind for you, what we want you to do. And one of the things that they need to do is maintain a proper AAA clubhouse energy so that the prospects are getting the kind of seasoning and the kind of attitude training they need from the older guys. It's quite a delicate balance.
Well, we look forward to talking to you more as this project moves forward and find out how it develops and what we end up with. But for now, Sam Stevenson and Adam Sosby, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Frank. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Sam Stevenson, director of Bull City Summer, also a writer, professor of documentary studies and American studies at Duke and UNC. Adam Sosby, a writer with the Bull City Summer, also a playwright, Durham Bulls beat writer for the Indy. To learn more, bullcitysummer.org. Coming up next, Nora Gaskin and her latest mystery novel on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.